This is TechCrunch.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is TechCrunch.
Insafi raises another $10.7 million for its business insurance startup by Romain D.A. Amsterdam-based insurtech startup Insafi has completed its Series A funding round with another 10 million euros, $10.7 million at today's exchange rate. Overall, the startup has raised 25 million euros as part of its Series A round, $26.7 million. Munich Re Ventures, the venture capital division of the large reinsurance company, is leading the extension round. Insafi has already been working with Munich Re for its insurance products. Existing investors Excel, Frontline Ventures, and Berlin's Visionaries Club are investing in the extension. There are some new investors as well, namely Formula One world champion Nico Rosberg and Opera Tech Ventures. As a reminder, Insafi addresses the long tail of the business insurance market. While big companies usually have plenty of options when it comes to insurance products, if you were a freelancer or a small company with a handful of employees, the current experience isn't great. Small and medium companies are most often underinsured or don't have any insurance at all. And yet, many businesses could benefit from a professional or corporate liability insurance or should get some form of coverage in the rare case that they are no longer able to work. As an entrepreneur myself, I have experienced firsthand how SMEs are underserved when it comes to business insurance, with many legacy providers failing to offer a digital-friendly, streamlined, and competitive offering, meaning that many businesses simply go without cover, founder and CEO Coyne Thiessen said in a statement. Our rapid growth since our previous funding round in 2022 shows the desire and need for better insurance solutions from freelancers and SMEs across the continent. With Insafi, small companies can get a quote directly from the company's website. In addition to the online form, the company uses advanced analytics to get some additional information about a potential customer. Essentially, Insafi wants to lower the customer cost acquisition so that this segment of the market can make sense. Since my last post on the company in February 2022, the company has grown from 1,500 to 10,000 clients. In addition to the Netherlands, the startup's insurance products are now also available in France and Germany.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.